At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What time is it?
Ba-ba-da-ba. You're locked into the flagship, an Ole Miss podcast powered by College Corner.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Get your daily Rebel sports fix at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com.
Welcome into this Tuesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Show brought to you each and every day by our good friends at College Corner. Three locations: Oxford, Ridgeland, Flowood. Go check them out. If you can't get there, you can go to collegecornerstore.com. Get you ready for week one. Ole Miss Furman this weekend, 6 p.m. Central Time at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. You need to get some new merch. Go check out College Corner. And they've got tailgating supplies too. So if you need to shore up a couple things, maybe plug in some items that you don't have for your tent, for the Grove, they can have you suited and booted there as well. So College Corner, three locations, and then, like I said, collegecornerstore.com. All right, let's go ahead and bring in our man, Chad Simmons, national recruiting analyst for On3. Chad, good morning. You've been a busy man this past couple weeks.
Yeah, man, that time of the year, as we both know, Zach, that we're out there at games, and you and I cross paths every year a few times along the way, seeing players down here in the Southeast with you being in Tennessee and me in Atlanta. But like you said, I was out and about last couple of weeks, and I was in California last week and saw a lot of, you know, with where we're at right now, man, the majority of the senior class is committed. Now there'll be some flips and some changes, but my focus out there was mainly 26 and 27. And it's hard to think that we cover guys so early, the freshmen, sophomores and all that, but that's the name of the game in recruiting now, man, to kind of get ahead and build those relationships and see those guys as early as possible. So yeah, spent some time on the West Coast, now back home for a few days, excited about it.
You know, I talked to you yesterday. We originally planned on discussing a couple guys you saw out in Cali. And, you know, as the recruiting world turns, we had a little bit of breaking news this morning. So we'll get to that first. Alabama commit Caleb Cunningham, a five-star wide receiver out of Choctaw County High School in the state of Mississippi, will be at Ole Miss this weekend. When I talked to him at Juice Fest, he told me that he was going to do some games this year. Told me it was going to be basically just Alabama and Ole Miss. He wanted to check them out, see what the offenses looked like. I didn't anticipate it being this early. I thought he might wait to go to all due respect to the Paladins, a little bit of a better game. But Lane Kiffin and company get him in town this weekend. So what's the latest with him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's really a lot new there, Zach, that we both know this is a marathon, not a sprint, you know, in recruiting, and especially with a guy like Caleb Cunningham. I mean, yes, he is committed to Alabama. Yes, they are the team to beat. Yes, teams like Ole Miss and others are chasing Alabama and trying to knock them off the top spot. But I think both of us and the fans that read our work and follow On3 are very much aware that Caleb's going to keep taking visits, going to keep talking to, you know, different schools and different coaching staffs and keep those relationships going. And although there is a favorite and he is committed to a team like Alabama, this will be an interesting race all the way until he puts that pen to the paper. So like you said, you know, could he have picked a different game later on to make his first trip to Oxford for a game? Sure. But this is a great sign for Ole Miss, if you're an Ole Miss fan, that he is going to this game, which is not truly a game on that schedule. And he's likely to be back for another game or two in the fall. And then, of course, we'll probably take that OV at some point to Ole Miss as well. And we'll see how it all plays out. But obviously, Alabama is still the top school. He'll be at Alabama two times in September, and probably more than that in the fall throughout the season. But I think Ole Miss is Alabama's biggest competition. He'll be at State at some point this fall as well. He still talks to that staff as well. He mentioned even LSU in there also, but I wouldn't put them in the same category as Ole Miss or Mississippi State, the in-state schools, as far as threats to Alabama go.
I talked to him. It was a pretty lengthy conversation. We were just hanging out at the camp and just kind of chatting. And I asked him, you know, kind of what he was looking for in a program with, you know, Alabama being Alabama and Kalen DeBoer, what he did at Washington and how he's just won everywhere he's been, you know, what he's looking for, you know, this season for him at Alabama, you know, whether it's right or wrong. I think DeBoer, you know, maybe gets a little, I think people are wanting, you know, doing the, well, let's wait and see how he does at Alabama, which I think is unfair. I mean, he did it at a high level at Washington. He got to the national championship game. But in your kind of conversations with him and others around his recruitment, I know relationships are important to him, but do you think there's any other factor that he's looking at in terms of solidifying the commitment to Bama or maybe looking somewhere else?
You know, I don't know about solidifying the commitment to Alabama. I mean, I think a big thing for Caleb in my time with him is just, you know, the whole iron sharpens iron thing, the competition. I think that's one thing that drove him to commit to Alabama when he did, is just that competition, you know, the receiver room, the guys he would go against in the defensive back room on the practice field every day at Alabama. To me, Caleb's been pretty candid. Really about everything, but specifically about competition. He wants to go compete, not just on game days on Saturdays, but really, you know, Sunday through Thursday on the practice field and get better and compete in the weight room, the film room, the practice field, and really be driven to be the best he can be. And again, it's not just the receiver room, but the guys he goes against every day on the defensive side of the ball to really kind of thrive and maximize, you know, his ability and his potential. I mean, I think – you know, to me, that was always something that stood out to me about Caleb. It's from not even, you know, when he committed, but before that, talking about the competition and wanting to play with guys and go against guys. And I do think, like you said, a big relationship guy. I mean, to me, there's no – it's hard to find more of like that Southern gentleman than a Caleb Cunningham, man. I mean, he's really true to his soul, man, just kind of who he is. He's very genuine, very transparent. He doesn't – sugarcoat. He doesn't hide. He does interviews, I'm sure, with both of us, definitely me in my time, you know, speaking from his heart. You know, he just says what he feels, says what he thinks, doesn't try to hide it, doesn't try to say something he thinks the fans will like or what his family would like, or he's just himself, which I really respect, you know, a lot in today's world of college football. But I think for me, the thing that always stood out was competition. I don't think he's looking for anything specifically about why to stay with Bama, why to flip away from Bama. I think he'll just kind of let things go and play out throughout the season. He'll watch the games. He'll attend the games. He'll keep talking to coaches. And in the end, I think the simplest way to put it is he'll follow his heart, you know, in December.
Yeah, the candid response thing, you nailed it. I mean, he's always he's an open book. Whether I'm just chatting with him, standing around at a camp, or whether we're talking on the phone in an actual interview, He's gonna be real with you, and that was kind of the sense I got from him when I talked to him, and he was very adamant that yeah, I'm still interested in Ole Miss. I still want to come to some games. I still talk to the staff, and that's because I think a lot of people just assumed, you know, oh, it's Alabama, you know, Kalen DeBoer, you know, what's not to like, and you know, Alabama's recruiting as good as anyone right now. They snag AK Deer from Mississippi. They got London Simmons from Mississippi. So they've got a little bit of a, you know, Magnolia State flavor there. But yeah, he does seem to be very open to hearing everyone out. And I think that that's difficult for fans to understand at times where, I mean, you know, you see it where people are like, well, a commitment doesn't mean anything these days. Well, you know, this is a big decision for young kids to make, and they want to ensure that they're making the right one. And they want to make sure that they're crossing all their T's and dotting their I's. So that's what these visits are for, these game atmospheres. You you know, seeing how coaches operate on game day, I think is big, because you can get in a room and you can really hit it off with a kid. You can show them all the things on the PowerPoint. You can show them the film, but you know, the real tangible things you can show on a field on a game, I think is very different. So he's going to do his due diligence now, and he's going to, like you said, he's going to still listen to Mississippi State. He, you know, LSU's still lingering around. He's going to listen to what they have to say. So it's definitely a recruitment that is far from over. And that's not to say that, oh, he's, you know, he's wavering with Alabama. No, he's solid with Alabama, but he's still going to, you know, hear everyone out.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. I mean, look, he committed to Alabama for a reason. He loved that OV in Tuscaloosa. He connected with that coaching staff, Coach Shepherd and DeBoer. Those guys did a great job for making him feel at home, you know. And it was about midway through that OV that I started getting some buzz my way about potential, you know, commitment, or at least Bama coming out of that OV as the favorite, you know, with the Cunningham circle. But look, Bama is the team to beat. Bama is the team that others are chasing, you know, and like you said, he is not wavering in his commitment. He said it from the beginning that when he committed, he was still going to take the visits. He was still going to keep the relationships open. He wasn't completely shutting his recruitment down. And when you're a talent like Caleb, schools aren't going to give up unless you make them give up, unless you start hitting that, you know, ignore button on your phone and you don't respond to their text messages. You don't show up on their campus for those games. If you keep that door cracked and you're a player like him, schools will fight for you until the end. And that's what Ole Miss is doing. That's what State's trying to do. And of course, you mentioned, as I did, LSU as well. But listen, let's don't make it complicated. Alabama's the number one team. He's still committed there. He still feels good about Alabama. But there are some others out there that still have a chance in this race.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of prospects really care about wins and losses, but I think Ole Miss is going to do itself a lot of favors. It starts to win a lot of games, and then you look around in November, and Ole Miss is undefeated, hosting undefeated Georgia. I mean, that November 9th weekend has a chance, not only from, you know, a game perspective, but that could be a who's who list of visitors that weekend. And I would assume that Ole Miss is really going to want to get Caleb Cunningham back on campus for that one, just for the environment, to be able to show, you know, hey, Alabama's big time. They win a lot of trophies, but you know, hey, we're on the come up here. You want to come check it out?
Yeah, it could be huge. It might be a college game day in Oxford there, potentially, which would be pretty cool on the Grove, I would say. If that game plays out the way you just said it, and Ole Miss is undefeated, hosting an undefeated Georgia. Now, you know, they both have to win some games to get there between now and then. There's no doubt about that. But if it lines up that way, that would be a massive, massive recruiting day for Lane Kiffin and company in Oxford.
You mentioned a massive recruiting day. Big opportunity this weekend for Ole Miss with a couple of 26 guys. You saw them last week, Bishop Viejo, quarterback Luke Fahey, and then wide receiver Vance Spafford, two four stars in the 26 class. They were originally scheduled to come to Juice Fest in July, ended up having some issues. They couldn't get there. I talked to Luke last night. He will be there. Vance said the same thing. So they're both excited to get to Ole Miss. Luke, it'll be his first time, but you got to see them in game. So I guess let's start there first. You know, what'd you see from both of them in their game on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, they did play on Saturday, not Friday. Not that it really matters, Zach, but I'll just say Saturday since I was blessed to see, man, Modern Day on Thursday play Jay Sarah and Sierra Canyon on Friday. And then great match. I saw two games on Saturday, actually, a 1 o'clock game featuring Oregon commit Achilles Smith at 1 o'clock in San Diego. Drove up to Mission Viejo that night for Santa Margarita, which is loaded also, having USC commits, Georgia commits there. But Mission Viejo took care of business, man. And you know, it's a really odd thing there, a little bit odd about, you know, head coach Chad Johnson coming off a state championship last year. where they rotate quarterbacks. You know, Luke Fahey plays every other series. So, I mean, we've seen that tried before, you know, in college and different levels, and it doesn't typically work. You know, last year they did the same thing, won a state championship. They have a senior now combining with Luke every other series, no matter what happens. I mean, Luke could go out there and go 5 for 5 for 80 yards and a touchdown in one drive. He's not playing the next series, you know, and that just shows again kind of what kind of player Luke is, because when you find that rhythm, you go sit down for a while for an offensive series, a defensive series, and you're back on the field. And look, he was very good again. You know, he last year, you know, again, playing like that, he threw for, I think, somewhere over 2,100 yards and, you know, close to 30 touchdowns, and really kind of had somewhat of his coming out party, you know, as a sophomore last year. And I'll say this too, just I got this out while I was out there a little. They played together on California Power, the 707, and, you know, great group. So I saw Luke a lot playing for Cali Power, you know, throughout this spring and summer. I mean, he plays pretty much every major tournament, and he was definitely one of the best in that circuit as well. But going back to this past weekend, I mean, Luke, I think, ended up throwing for 150, 160 yards, couple touchdown passes, and I think they end up winning, what, 35-7, I believe it was, over a very talented team that controlled that game from the beginning. And the biggest thing about Luke, not just on Saturday, but just throughout the 707 circuit, is just how calm and collected he always is, man. He is just a smooth quarterback in the pocket. You never see stress. You never see those highs and lows, those ups and downs. I mean, to me, his demeanor stands out as much as anything about his game. Now, it's fun to see quarterbacks get up and go crazy and, you know, do the Brett Favre celebrations and all that stuff, watching him back in my time as a kid. But when you see that quarterback that can handle the good with the bad and always kind of stays laser focused, and he knows what's going on at all times in the game, the team plays that way around him in the huddle. He's, to me, that's one of his biggest strengths. Now, he's not going to be a guy that comes off the bus and you think, oh my gosh, man, that dude's just a, you know, 6'5", 225-pound, you know, freak quarterback. I mean, he's 6'1", 190, 95 pounds, you know, really an average Joe-looking quarterback. But when he gets in out of the huddle, the ball gets in his hands, he makes his reads, he makes his throws. You start to, the more you see it, the more you think, man, this kid's really, really talented, really good, and can kind of play at the highest level. I mean, because you're going to have your questions when you see his size, first of all. But when you watch him play, he checks a lot of boxes, from being smart to making the right decision to being super accurate. He throws a very catchable ball, has a very smooth, compact delivery. He can throw in the pocket. He can get outside the pocket. Again, people are going to look and say, well, he's not the biggest kid and all that. And that's all true. But you don't have to be the biggest kid to be one of the best players in the country. And as a quarterback, he can play that position with the best of them. There's a lot of intangibles that I think he does really well, from throwing with touch to accuracy to precision to timing. And a lot of those things, when schools get him on campus and you meet Luke and you talk to him as a person, you see him throw in person, I think he's just that much more impressive as a recruit. Going over to Vance Spafford, I mean, he's another one. He's average Joe, what, 5'10", 5'11", 175. But, man, everywhere he goes, he's just among the best, you know. And, again, last year, you know, as a sophomore, has, well, I think, 22 touchdowns, 1,500-plus yards, goes out there and runs crazy times on the track, wins the fastest man at the Future 50 down in June. Everywhere he goes, he's one step faster than the guy that's on the other side. And that's what Van, and again, once you meet him in person, a lot like Luke, you see how sharp he is, how focused he is, how self-driven he is, how a self-competitor. He's that guy. He wants to push himself, be the best he can be. He goes about his business, not all about the glitz and glamour and the flash. Just go about, take care of business, beat the guy in front of you, be the best guy on that field that day, that night, every day. That's And those guys are a lot alike. And, you know, I talked about, I showed the hat of California Power. They have a special connection. Cali Power, Mission Viejo, same class, quarterback, receiver, best friends, hang out a lot. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see those guys play college ball together somewhere if the opportunity presents itself. I mean, they both have similar offers in that 15, 20, low 20 range somewhere right now. They'll get more offers throughout the season for sure. But Vance didn't have quite the numbers on Saturday. Didn't really have to. They ran the ball well. Phillip Bell, a senior receiver, had a couple touchdown passes in that game. He'll commit later on this week and come off the board. But I think Vance had four or five catches, 50, 60 yards, had a nice sliding catch. I mean, he just gets open and makes play when the ball comes his way. His numbers wasn't called as much that night, but I promise they will be throughout the season. He's a go-to guy. But both those guys, I'll start off with high character, great athletes, self-driven, and they seem like almost like family. A lot of the things I like about Luke, I like about Vance on the field, off the field. Great kids, and easy to see why they're Ole Miss targets.
You know when you discover a new binge-worthy show or that song you can't help but leave on repeat? You just have to share it with your friends, right? Because who doesn't want to spread awesomeness? Now you know how I feel telling you now about Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan today. It's such a good deal, I couldn't keep it to myself. My past plans have gone as high as $100. Friends don't let friends overpay for wireless. Time to say so long to those overpriced wireless plans and switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And don't worry, Mint Mobile will get all your old stuff off your old phone, including those existing contacts. So don't wait another second. Get your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/TOC. That's mintmobile.com/TOC. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands Superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I remember at the OT7 finals, we were both there, and, you know, Fahey was just very impressive. He was very quickly processing. I know it's 7-on-7. A lot of people, you know, scoff at that, but it's still high-level competition, and you can see the competitiveness there where that he was very, very vocal, and California Power got to the Final Four in that OT7 finals tournament. But, yeah, the quick processor, really accurate. And then Spafford, I mean, I was talking to you, Cody, Charles, we were all there. And, you know, the first day I was turning around asking everybody, I was like, who is this kid? Because he was just open nonstop and was just making catch after catch, really good after the catch. So, his offer sheet is blowing up, and it's going to continue to do so. I'm interested to see what their feedback is after this weekend at Ole Miss, because I've talked with Vance already, and he was very – you know, open about, you know, hey, I'm very interested in Ole Miss. You know, he even told me, called it his dream school growing up.
Yeah.
He watched the movie The Blind Side and said that he just liked Ole Miss after that. You know, what's not to like with Kiffin and what they do, but yeah, you know, he said, hey, distance is not a factor. And you mentioned them being close. When I talked to Luke last night, he was like, yeah, we've been friends since we were five and we've played sports together our whole life. So he mentioned, you know, if we can make it happen, we'll try to go to the same place. But yeah, both are extremely impressive. And to, you know, you mentioned the high character and the maturity. I mean, they're both juniors. So, I mean, it's impressive when college coaches talk to them and see like, oh, these guys are acting like they're 24, 25 years old already.
Yeah, they're different, man. And that is no disrespect to anybody else I cover. I cover a lot of guys, like I'm talking about Luke and Vance right now, but we're talking on those right now. They're just different. I don't even want to say kids, man. I want to say almost like young men. They carry themselves in a different way. How they present themselves. You know, I've been to that school, you know, I would say 5, 6, 7 times in the last, you know, 2.5 years. I mean, every time I go to Southern California, I go to Mission Viejo. And, you know, for those guys, Dijon Lee going to Alabama, Phillip Bell committing this weekend between like USC and Ohio State, they have dudes, you know, and they're coming off a state championship and they're going for another one this year, trying to do a D1 championship with the top programs like Modern Day and Bosco and those guys in that Trinity League this year. But look, I think when you evaluate those guys and you talk to those guys, whether it's the first or second time, when you meet them, that first impression stands out, man. And for me, that goes a long way. You know, I did evaluations for a long time and rankings. You mentioned guys like Charles and Cody. Shout out to them. They do a great job for us at On3. And one thing that was tough in my time doing evals, man, because I did evals and covered recruiting at the same time, is not letting that relationship play a role in how you see a kid when you're trying to, when things are so tight and you're ranking the number 31 receiver, number 32 receiver, that it's like splitting hairs. They're the same guy in a lot of times. And it's like recruiting when you're trying to pick, do I go for this guy receiver or this guy? And you want to fall back on something, you're going to look back at what or who Spafford is or who Fahey is and what kind of kid they are and their work ethic, their mentality, their maturity, and what you're going to get off the field as much as you're going to get on the field. You know all these guys are talented. So what's a little bit extra to like? And they have a lot to like. And, I, you know, just to kind of speak on what you said, Vance said the same thing to me this past weekend. We were talking, maybe it was Thursday before I saw him play on Saturday. I was at the school and he was talking about, man, I really don't know why Ole Miss is my dream school, but he called him the dream school. He said, I think it goes when I watched Blindside as a kid and I love that color blue, that powder blue. You know, Ole Miss has the helmet, they have the jersey too, and they'll pull that out a few times throughout the season, but something about Ole Miss. Now, I would say early on, I would say, you know, Ole Miss is up there. I mean, he wants to see Georgia play. They offered late in the summer as well, earlier this summer. Then Arizona State, some schools. But he's pretty wide open. And the same for Fahey. Both those guys, I asked specifically Fahey about, you know, we've seen the quarterbacks, you know, at a rapid pace come off the board. This year for 2026, I think 9 of the top 10 2026 quarterbacks are already committed. And the only guy that's not committed right now in the top 10 is Ryder Lyons, another California kid up in the Sacramento area who could commit, you know, early this fall. So, you know, Fahey could work himself into that top 10 group throughout this season. But I think an SEC school to watch with Luke, you know, outside of Ole Miss is Auburn. They've kind of picked up the pace a little bit recruiting him in recent weeks, and he wants to get out there to Auburn as well. And then, you know, Cal's an intriguing school with both those guys, you know, in-state program, high academics out there that can play early at a place like Cal. But, you know, even with all the quarterbacks off the board, Luke is still, like you said, very early in the process, just starting to get out and see schools, and he feels no pressure to commit any sooner because of the early commitments from the other quarterbacks, because he said it himself, look, we have a junior season and a senior season still to play. We have November and December this year and November and December next year before all of us sign papers. There'll be coaching changes. There'll be decommitments. There'll be new offers that change kids' minds. He said a lot will happen with those top 10 quarterbacks committed already between now and the time they sign. So Ole Miss getting him on campus this weekend, both those guys, is big for them.
Now, you were just talking about dudes, as you call them, and then you mentioned Auburn. This wouldn't be a flagship podcast talking recruiting if we didn't discuss Deuce Knight. I know you and Steve have been on that one for a while now. It seems like the writing's on the wall there with Auburn. But Ole Miss, like Caleb Cunningham, Ole Miss is still hanging around with Deuce Knight. I don't want to say Notre Dame's completely out of it. I don't think so, but you might think different, or maybe talk to people that might think different. But, yeah, I mean, I know the anticipation is Auburn is going to happen at some point. But like Caleb, he's not ruling anyone out, and he's still listening. And we both know that Kiffin and that staff are very, very, very much in the mix there and want him in this 25 class.
Yeah, I don't think I can say Notre Dame's out until he decommits from Notre Dame. I don't think really anybody can. Yeah, we hear things and we talk to people. You have sources. Steve has sources. I have sources. Some are the same. Some are different. But I don't think anybody can say Notre Dame is out, you know, when a kid's still committed there, you know. And people definitely want to paint that picture. And I will paint it here as well. And I agree with people I talk to that – Notre Dame is not the trending school. That is Auburn. And it's been that way since Big Cat weekend, even a little bit before that, you know, I would say. And, you know, Deuce has tried to keep some visits, as you know, Zach, to different schools under wraps. And not all visits have been reported on to where he's been this summer. And, you know, he's always had interest, you know, in Ole Miss, in Auburn. Look, I'll be the first to say it. I put a post on the Auburn board just a couple weeks before he committed to Notre Dame and saying that I was hearing from sources that Auburn was picking up some steam for Deuce Knight and could be behind the scenes the team to beat. And then, bam, I think 8 to 10 days later, you know, he pops to Notre Dame. For me, I've always said, I don't know, just talking to Deuce and knowing Deuce and knowing people in his circle, I don't know if Deuce was ever himself, Deuce Knight, all in 100% with Notre Dame. I think he liked Notre Dame. I think a lot of people in his circle, you know, like Notre Dame, like Marcus Freeman, like the 40-year plan, the academics, the prestige of the program. I think that speaks for itself with Notre Dame. And it's hard not to like those guys. I mean, Freeman's a great coach. It's a great place, a lot of history. But when Deuce committed, it caught me off guard a little bit with timing, just based on me talking with him specifically leading up to that commitment. And now, look, he said all the right things, you know, since that commitment for the most part. And he's been to South Bend numerous times. He's been involved in recruiting other players to Notre Dame. And he's been part of that group chat and group text and all that kind of stuff. But there's no doubt that everything I'm getting from people connected to Deuce Knight is that he does not end up at Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's doing their best just to buy themselves some time. They're trying to get him committed and to stay committed into the season, show him they can win some games and get off to a great start and try to maybe pull him back in. But like you said, I mean, the writing's on the wall, and I think this kind of when is right now kind of how we're looking at it. When does it happen that he flips to Auburn as of right now? I think the hardest thing for Deuce right now, and this goes back to the kind of quality of a young man that he is, the hardest thing for him is picking up that phone and telling Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman, or whoever he's talking to on that staff, Chad Bowden, or the offensive staff, no, that I'm not coming, you know. And that's just the kind of kid that he is, man. Just it's hard. As much, I talk to recruits all the time about this, man. It's much easier to pick up the phone and commit to a school and say, yes, I'm coming, you're my top school, than it is to say, no, I'm not coming, after that relationships are built and established. Or even if you're committed now and say, coach, I made the wrong decision. Sorry, I've changed my mind. you know, I'm not coming to your school. That's an easier said than done, you know, especially being a kid, 17, 18 years old, not easy. But Auburn's done a great job. They've made him a huge priority. There's some confidence there at Auburn. It's been confidence over the last, you know, 6 weeks or so. He's back for this game this weekend. Is that the time? Does he come out of this weekend's trip to Auburn, you know, an Auburn Tiger? You know, that wouldn't surprise any of us, but we really don't know, you know, what's going to happen because, again, he has to make that call and tell Notre Dame no. And, again, that's easier said than done. But Auburn and then Ole Miss, based on what I'm hearing, are probably the higher teams on his list than Notre Dame as of today.
Fantastic stuff, as always, from our guy Chad Simmons, On3 Director of Recruiting and National Analyst. Buddy, I know you've been all over the map, so we appreciate you carving out some time for us this morning, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good, Zach. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for this edition of the Flagship. As always, stay locked in, ohmspirit.com. We've got a lot going on over there. If you haven't seen it already, kickoff special, use promo code kickoff24. If you're not already a member, you can do that and get 50% off an annual subscription right now. So we encourage you to do so. We'd love to have you. We have a lot of fun. Message board is popping as week one is here. And like I said, it's the top show brought to you by College Corner, our friends in Oxford, Ridgeland, and Flowood. Scott and the folks will take care of you like they take care of us. And if you can't get there, collegecornerstore.com. Also, podcast brought to you by our friends at Roback. Use promo code JUICE for 20% off. Get you some merch for the season. And we are also brought to you by Home Field Apparel. They got the VIP boxes. They're trying to get them back in stock. They sold out very quickly. But when they do, snag you a VIP box. And when you do, use promo code LASTDANCE24 for 15% off there. And also our good buddy Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group can help you cut those health insurance premiums down 20 to 30%. Give him a call today, 601-953-8449, and get your free quote today. That's going to do it for this edition of the Flagship. Appreciate Chad Simmons coming on. Follow him on Twitter at ChadSimmons_, and you can see all of his stuff at on3.com. He does a bang-up job for us, and lots and lots and lots of good stuff from him today. We will be back later this week with another show. Until then, we're out of here.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.